Okay, welcome to training camp, guys. All's quiet, and we're happy to be back here in Albany. Always good to us here, and I think our players and our team, our coaches, everybody's excited about being here, and we're looking forward to all the big challenges that we have this season. Obviously, there's been some changes, and you know, but I think they're good changes, and you know, it's team, like all teams, have to gel and you know, get some continuity with each other, and we have a good nucleus of players coming back, so. We feel good about where we're at. It's all quiet right now.
Jerry, in talking, I think it was Ann Trautman who said it first yesterday, that it doesn't seem like there's any Super Bowl hangover. He made it clear that last year is last year and this year is a new season. Does that make you happy to know that these guys have a kind of a whole new mindset and they know the focus?
Well, I think we have some veteran players on this team who understand that. You know, last year is last year and it's over with. And so it's time to move on. We've moved on from that. You know, it's huge challenges for us this season, but there's challenges every season, and we look forward to it.
Jerry, just 14 practices left here. How much of an assessment and an evaluation can you make in just that short?
Well, everybody's in the same boat, so you know it's a quick assessment of your team. But you know, players have to make their mark pretty quickly in the preseason games and here in practice. So we're everybody else. Everybody in the same boat, so we'll have to evaluate just like everybody else has to do it.
Jerry, how do you feel about the younger tight ends? So Ryan Purvis getting some work in the second team yesterday. How do you feel about those guys? Any play standing out?
Well, you know, we have some big guys that, you know, athletes, and somebody's going to have to just step out of the shadows. You know, Bear Pasco is, you know, he's been around for a long time. He can do a lot of things for us. You know, Martellus Bennett is a new guy on the block. He has some things he can prove. He wants to prove to us. And all the young kids, you know, we have some big athletic tight ends that we think can do the job.
Jerry, when you come to camp, done, or are you still looking for
Is my job done?
I mean, really. I mean, you set a team. I mean, how much more work do you have to do to get this team ready?
Well, you know, your team changes almost every day with injuries and different things that can happen. There's always trade possibilities. You never know when somebody's going to come ask you for a trade. And sometimes they can make it so good, you know, there's a possibility for trade. So your team can change pretty quickly in this business. You know, as the season starts, your team changes every week almost. So I don't think our job is ever done. I think you're working every day and trying to improve your team. We're always looking at the waiver wire and different players out on the street right now, see if we can improve our team in any way, but improve the back end of the roster.
Jerry, what are your expectations for Prince?
I expect Prince to play like a first-round draft pick. I mean, that's pretty cut and dry for me.
Jerry, you said it's been quiet a number of times. I mean, is that's the way you guys prefer, a quiet business as usual?
Well, you know, quiet is okay, but it doesn't bother me to have a little chatter and, you know, going into training camp. Actually, I kind of like it a little bit when there's a little bit of chatter and there's a little bit of, you know, if it's rocky a little bit, I like that a little bit. It keeps everybody on edge a little bit. And actually, I'm got a little bit of nervous energy because it's too quiet. So. But I'm sure something will pop up sooner than later.
When you say Prince should play like a first-round pick, what do you mean by that? Filling in the cornerback role? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, he should challenge for a starting job and play like a first-round draft pick. You pick a guy that high in the first round, you expect him to play and play well and can be a strong contributor to your team.
Jerry, one of the words we've heard from this team and others, in fact, is dynasty.
Who said that?
Justin had said that. Michael Vick had said that.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that word?
Well, you know, I just think that's a nice word for you guys to play around with. You can stretch it a lot of different ways. But dynasty, you know, I don't really know what is a dynasty. I mean, what's a dynasty? I'm not sure what that means. I think the teams are so evenly matched these days that it's hard for a team to, you know, quote, be a dynasty. So it's, you know, it's good to be able to talk about the D word, but, you know, it's you got to get out there and play, and I'm really not sure what the dynasty thing even means.
What would it mean for the defense? Talking to JPP yesterday, he said to have Justin, OC, and himself together for an extended period of time to get them on the field. What does that do if those three guys are in there together?
Well, you know, those guys are pretty good. You know, it takes more than that. You know, it takes more than the, you know, it takes the entire unit to play well. But if you got some guys up front who can get after the quarterback, I think that helps you out on, you know, on the second level and the back end of the defense. So, you know, if we can get those guys in there at the same time, it's, you know, that's a pretty good group. Along with, there's some other guys in there as well that are pretty good players.
Jerry, I think, if I remember correctly, you said after the Super Bowl in 2007, the team you brought back in 2008, you thought had more talent.
Okay, the team I thought was our best team on paper was the team we went 8-8. whenever that was. I thought that since I've been the GM, I thought that was on paper that looked like our best team, and we ended up 8-8. So you never know. You have to get out there and play, and you have to manufacture some wins. Injuries always come into play, so you never know until you get out there. And on paper is paper. That's why you play the game.
But considering there were restrictions after you win the Super Bowl, as far as you can't keep things like that. Do you like what this roster looks like now? Do you think it's a better roster than it was last year?
Well, I think it's a good roster. I think it's a really good roster. It's yet to be seen, how good we can be. I really like the roster. I think we could be strong. I think we could be good again. But you have to do it. You can't talk about it. You have to go out there and do it. So that's what's important to us, is to go out and prove that we are a good football team, and that we're going to challenge and have a chance to win a lot of games this season. Hopefully we can qualify for the tournament. And then if you get in the tournament, like always, you can, anything can happen.
Jerry, can you talk a little bit about the competition at linebacker? You have a lot of guys there competing for a few spots. Can you talk about some of those guys, especially the second-year guys, and what you want to take out of them?
Well, it's a group. I think it's a pretty deep group of linebackers, and there's going to be a lot of competition in that position. Some of the young guys that are coming in, and, we got veterans. We have Kiwanuka there, who's a Sam linebacker. Michael Boley's there. And you got Chase Blackman, who's in there, and there's competition at every position. So I like that group. The young guys are young, hungry players. Jaquan, who played, did some nice things for us. Got Herzlick coming back. Keith Rivers is a new guy on the block that we think is a really good player. So there's a lot of depth, and obviously those guys that play linebacker have to play a lot on your special team. So I think right now we have a pretty good group.
Jerry, you mentioned the trio side of defensive ends. But the fourth guy in the NASCAR package last year, John Paulson. Who do you see stepping in there?
Well, Kiwanuka always goes down and plays some in as well. So don't forget about him as a fourth defensive end. And we have Justin Tratto, we have Adrian Tracy, some of those young guys. We expect to step out of the shadows and challenge for that fourth spot as well. Well, Hakeem is on schedule as far as I know from my trainers, Ronnie Barnes. And that's another guy, guys, we never talk about that much. Ronnie Barnes, our trainer, and his staff, they do a tremendous – they're a really big part of what we do. And they really don't get a lot of publicity. They're kind of unsung heroes for us. But they get our guys back out there. We had a ton of injuries last year. They stepped up to the challenge and got our guys back. In the latter part of the season, we got healthy and strong again. And that's, it has a lot to do with Ronnie Barnes and his staff. So I'd like to give him a kudos for what they do for us.
Jerry, the one guy who's been a constant for this team for 5, 6, 7 years has been Eli. I mean, if he ever went down for any period of time, do you guys have a backup?
Well, David Carr is our backup, and I think David is very capable of stepping in and winning some games for us. I don't like to talk about injuries to Eli Manning, but we do have confidence that David Carr could step in and win some games for us if he need be.
Jerry, that whole notion of a Super Bowl hangover, when did the celebration stop in your mind?
Really, it stopped after we got back home from Indianapolis. It stopped for me because we had to get right into our off-season mode of free agency and the draft preparation and the combine. So it stopped immediately for me. And but there were some, the parade was nice, and then we went to the White House. All those things were nice. It comes with winning the Super Bowl. But for me and our staff, we started working right away, so it ended pretty quickly for us.
Does it make it easier or harder for you to turn the page?
Oh, it's always easy. Every year is a new year. It's pretty easy to turn the page. That's history. It's in the books. It's time to look to the future and see what we can do this season. And we're very excited about the challenges of, having an opportunity to repeat. That's a good problem to have.
Jerry, we talked about Prince, but with him coming back as well as Terrell, would you say that the secondary will be revived in a way this year?
Well, I hope so. You have two quality players coming back at corner, and those guys should absolutely help us. We lost Aaron Ross, but we got Prince coming back, we got Terrell Thomas. Those guys are starter caliber corners, and you got to have a bunch of corners in this league to get through the season. And we were able to survive last year because we did have enough to because we had a bunch of corners go down early in the season. And but that's an important position to have. Well, we always, we keep the book open on everything and keep all our options open. But, you never know what would have happened. But we have some young safeties we want to take a look at. And Deion is still out there, and he did a really nice job for us last year. So we'll keep those options open.
Is same hold true for Kareem?
Well, all of our options open, yes. All of our options open. So, because you never know, injuries can, you can get a rash of injuries at a certain position, and then all of a sudden you're scrambling trying to find some guys who played and could come in and help you right away.
Jerry, with all the free agency and everything, are you a little surprised at all at the continuity you were able to achieve from last year to this year in terms of your starting group anyway?
Well,
21-22.
You know, we have, like I said, we have a nice group of guys coming back, and you're always going to have that core group of guys, and there are always going to be some changes. You know, free agency mean guys are free to go. You know, you anticipate you're going to have some guys that leave, but we have a nice, really nice nucleus of players coming back who's played in a couple of Super Bowls, and we have some guys, you know, obviously that played last year. So it's a good group, a veteran group. We do have some young players, but we have some young veterans who've played a lot for us, and so I like this group.
As a general manager, is that a goal? Is that a long-term goal to establish that continuity?
Well, yeah, absolutely. It's great to have that, you know, but your team can change quickly. You can have a bunch of young guys all of a sudden, but you really like to have some young veterans, and some young veterans in a nice group of young guys to come in to help you. So you want a combination of everything.
Yeah, I walked up late, but I don't know if anybody has asked you about your quarterback and all these questions. How good is it to know that he's answered a lot of the questions that this time last year we were asking?
Well, you know, you guys were asking that question. I think us personally and myself, you know, we think Eli's been a tremendous quarterback for a long time. And, you know, again, it's a nice thing, you know, for the media guys and you guys to talk about. But in our eyes, Eli's been a really good player for a long time, and it's very comforting to have him in. Last year, I think he said he was still in his wheelhouse and he's an ascending player. I still believe that. He hasn't leveled off. He can still improve. And he wants to improve, so that's the best, you know, that's the thing about him that we love.
I know you guys say all the time, you know, nothing affects him. He doesn't hear a lot of the chatter and stuff like that. But after last season and everything he did to get you guys to that Super Bowl, did you see a guy that was kind of, you know, relaxed a little weight off his shoulders at all?
Well, he already had won a Super Bowl. The guy's played at a high level at college. He has the Manning, he has that name, so he's used to the pressure. I really don't think those things bother him. You know, he's pretty cool under pressure, if you want to frame it like that. But he's always the same, and we like that about him.
At this time last year, you put some, you said he needs to self-correct. You know, you were pretty, you know, not harsh, but you laid it on the line with him, didn't you?
Well, I didn't lay it on the line. It wasn't Eli coming in my office, let me call you on the carpet. It wasn't like that at all. We were just talking, you know, talking business. And I was saying that, you know, he's one of those guys who can self-correct. You know, he put the ball in harm's way too many times. And he realized that. You know, sometimes a sack is a good play. Well, those are the kind of things we talked about. And he cleaned those things up some. And he still can clean up some other things that happened last year. You know, Eli's a very smart player. He understands a big picture. And that's what we like, Eli. He understands a big picture.
He did a lot of things this offseason, a lot of promotional stuff and the SNL and all that. But he really made a point of showing these other guys that he still wants to work. Were you happy to see that?
Yeah, you know, off season, you know, when it comes, when we get out here to training camp and OTAs, you know, he's all business. Nobody works harder than him. The guy comes early, he stays late. You know, he sets the standard for what we do. He's probably our number one worker.
Victor Cruz also had a pretty busy off season. He's going to be a restricted free agent. What are the chances of you guys maybe negotiating something before the season goes?
It could happen. All those options are open, but right now we're just focused. I think Victor just focuses on being a good football player again, and, you know, the contract situation will take care of itself.
Terry, it seems like there's such a fine line between a playoff team and not a playoff team. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you go into the season saying, I think we're a playoff team, or do you sit there and say, I think we're a Super Bowl contender? How do you approach that?
Well, I go into the season, I think we're a good football team, you know, and, you know, we're going to have, you know, things you got to have. You got to have good coaches. You have some good players, and you got to have some luck. You know, the combination of those three things, you get a chance to go in the tournament. NFC East is always a tough conference to come out of. And, you know, you come out of that conference, you battle tested. We have a tough schedule, too. I like the tough schedule because I think it'll help you to be battle tested down the stretch. I go into the season just hoping for the best. And, you look at your team and try to compare them to everybody else's team. And we have as good a chance as anybody else, I think.
How much of what happened at the end of last year was just a validation of all your philosophies and everything you had put in place with, you know, how you wanted to structure the team? Because early on, I mean, you were getting a lot of criticism about going after high-profile free agents and things like that, letting a couple of guys go. But, you know, but toward the end, obviously, it all paid off.
Well, what we do, Tim, we just try to make good football decisions for the New York Giants. You know, if it's a splashy move, that's great. But if you sign a center and a punter, you know, if that's what you need to do to make your team, you know, a better football team, that's what we do as well. And that's kind of what we did last year. And we felt very good about the team. Like I said, as a team, in the previous season, we won 10 games. We were 10-6. It wasn't like we were, you know, didn't win a lot of games. We won 10 games, but we just didn't qualify for the tournament. So there is a fine line between, you know, being in the playoffs or not being in the playoffs. The ball bounces one way or another, and you're in or out. Or some things can happen, like, you know, we had the Philadelphia game, and, you know, and the Green Bay gets in. If we win that game, I think Green Bay was out of the tournament. So things like that happen. You got to have a little bit of luck. But again, you got to have coaches and you got to have players. You got to have a little bit of luck. And if you have those three things, you definitely have a chance.
But just the validation of your philosophy.
Well, you know, I'm not trying to validate anything. I'm just trying to, you know, make the Giants the best football team that we can be. You know, it's all about team for us. We're all a unit, and that's what's important. It's not about validating myself or anything. We just try to do what's best for the Giants.
And you're noted for your draft picks and everything. Is there somebody this year that you think everybody should keep an eye out on?
Well, you know, all the draft, you never know. You know, David Wilson, obviously, he's our first-round pick. We think he's going to give our run game some pop, you know, with his explosiveness. So we're hopeful that he can do that. Ruben Randall, you know, we even talked about him in the first round. We think he could be a tremendous asset to us in the receiving core. And all the way down the line, you know, the Hosey, the corner we drafted, there's plenty of young kids that might step out of shadow. Last year, you know, the front end of the draft really didn't play. Prince, Marvin Austin, they really didn't play because of the injuries. But the back end, the guys, you know, the back end of the draft led us in special teams. So those are things you know, go unnoticed that you have to get. But our personnel staff, they do a really nice job. And, again, we just try to pick the players who best fit the New York Giants, can help us win championships.